KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 32 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today, a high of 72. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In local news, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors wants to get the ball rolling on hiring an assistant to Parks Director Roger Herring. Herring's five-year contract with the city expires in May of 2016. Last month, Herring asked the board to start looking for someone to succeed him. He said the assistant would learn the operations aspect of the department, which would allow Herring to work on other more important aspects of the job, such as grant writing. Herring said, contrary to rumors, a candidate has not been singled out for the position, and he says while he has people in mind, it's not a done deal, and the position is open to the public. The final say on hiring, of course, is with the Parks Board. There currently is no timeline in place for hiring an assistant to Herring, a fact that Parks and Rec Board members Charlene Bean pointed out needs to be corrected quickly.
I think we need somebody on board as soon as possible.
Okay,
there are too many things that are pending. We've got all these projects that, you know, just need a force behind them. We've got grants that need to be written. If we've got money to hire somebody, I think we ought to do it ASAP.
Herring said he can work with anything as far as the timeline is concerned. Board President Stuart Dusenberry said they should have someone in place by no later than the end of May of 2015 so that person can become familiarized with the busy summer activities and responsibilities. If the board chooses to have someone in the assistant director's position by January 1st, they will have to amend their current budget, which interim city administrator John Lund said could be taken up during an upcoming city council work session.
I'm going to have a work session with the city council probably a week from this Wednesday, talking about priorities, where they want to be in 5 years. We can have that part, the Parks and Rec discussion then and there. It will be an open meeting, and I'll have the numbers ready as far as where we are. You know, I'll try and sit down with you and see if we can work, chisel out kind of the, where you're feeling the revised budget is for this year. So we got final numbers for the council.
Afterward, if the council is comfortable with the numbers presented during the meeting, the Parks Board can assemble a jobs description and present before the council during a regular meeting prior to the end of the year.
My gut reaction is, one, I think the money will be there when we break it down. And based on the response of the Personnel Finance Committee, it's, I thought it was favorable too. So. Yeah, we'll have that discussion, and I'll have a definitive answer for you guys the next
time. The City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee will meet Wednesday evening in the Council's chambers at City Hall. According to the agenda, the committee will review contract and options for a future city attorney. Meeting begins at 5:15 p.m. Current City Attorney Dave Wiederstein is running for Cass County Attorney, having won the Republican primary election in June. He also serves as the full-time city attorney for the City of Audubon. Wiederstein replaced Lance Levis, a former Audubon City Attorney who quit the job in January when the council abruptly and illegally voted to fire its longtime city clerk in Audubon. Wiederstein said in an interview this past June that he would be able to juggle the job of county attorney and city attorney in Audubon if he's elected in November. The Atlantic Police Department is being used in a phone scam. Police Chief Steve Green said yesterday that a resident of Audubon County had received a phone call from a number that came up on their caller ID as 243-3512. That's the administrative number for the Atlantic Police Department. The person receiving the call was told that they were going to be arrested within 30 minutes if they did not pay $100 by means of an electronic payment. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson, Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren, and Chief Green want to let the public know that the caller IDs can be spoofed through computer manipulation, and that the Atlantic Police Department does not and will not call you to try to collect money, either by telephone, email, or social media. The chief says also that you should not send any money or divulge any personal information or financial information to anyone you personally do not know. In the funeral announcements, Catherine Barker, age 88 of Panora, died Thursday. Funeral services for Catherine Barker will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Cecilia's Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. James Jim Gustin, age 65 of Earl Griswold, died Thursday. Funeral services for Jim Gustin will be today at 10 o'clock at the Grant United Methodist Church in Grant. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Kenneth Martin, age 94 of Avoca, died Thursday. Funeral services for Kenneth Martin will be today at 10 o'clock at the Hancock United Methodist Church in Hancock. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Mary Maxwell, age 71 of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Mary Maxwell will be today at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Elizabeth McCool, age 84 of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Elizabeth McCool will be today at 2 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Roger Holub, age 51 of Scribner, Nebraska, died Friday. A funeral mass for Roger Holub will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Wenceslaus Catholic Church in Dodge, Nebraska. The Stokely Funeral Home of West Point, Nebraska, is in charge of arrangements. Howard Hoy, age 83 of rural Redfield, died Saturday. Graveside services for Howard Hoy will be tomorrow at 10:30 in the Wascata Cemetery in rural Redfield. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Mildred Sears, age 98 of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mildred Sears will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Mary Garst, age 86 of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. Services for Mary Garst are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.